Chapter 128. Drive shafts and CV joints. Purpose and function. A drive shaft transmits engine torque from the transmission or transaxle, if front-wheel drive, to the rear axle assembly or drive wheels. See figures 128-1 and 128-2. Drive shaft is the term used by the Society of Automotive Engineers, abbreviated SAE, to describe the shaft between the transmission and the rear axle assembly on a rear-wheel drive vehicle. General Motors and some other manufacturers use the term propeller shaft or prop shaft to describe this same part. The SAE term will be used throughout this textbook. A typical drive shaft is a hollow steel tube. A splined end yoke is welded onto one end that slips over the splines of the output shaft of the transmission. See figure 128-3. An end yoke is welded onto the other end of the drive shaft. Some drive shafts use a center support bearing. Drive shaft design. Most drive shafts are constructed of hollow steel tubing. The forces are transmitted through the surface of the drive shaft tubing. The surface is therefore in tension, and cracks can develop on the outside surface of the drive shaft due to metal fatigue. Drive shaft tubing can bend and, if dented, can collapse. A dented drive shaft should be replaced and no attempt should be made to repair the dent. See figure 128-4. Most rear-wheel drive cars and light trucks use a one- or two-piece drive shaft. A steel tube drive shaft has a maximum length of about 65 inches, or 165 centimeters. Beyond this critical length, a center support bearing must be used, as shown in figure 128-5. A center support bearing is also called a steady bearing or hanger bearing. Some vehicle manufacturers use aluminum drive shafts. These can be as long as 90 inches, or 230 centimeters, with no problem. Many extended cab pickup trucks and certain vans use aluminum drive shafts to eliminate the need, and expense, of a center support bearing. Composite material drive shafts are also used in some vehicles. These carbon fiber plastic drive shafts are very strong yet lightweight, and can be made in extended lengths without the need for a center support bearing. To dampen drive shaft noise, it is common to line the inside of the hollow drive shaft with cardboard or rubber. This helps eliminate the tinny sound whenever shifting between drive and reverse in a vehicle equipped with an automatic transmission. See figure 128-6. Refer to figure 128-1. Typical rear-wheel drive powertrain arrangement. The engine is mounted longitudinal, or lengthwise. Drive shaft balance. All drive shafts are balanced. Generally, any drive shaft whose rotational speed is greater than 1000 RPM must be balanced. Drive shaft balance should be within 0.5% of the drive shaft weight. This is one of the biggest reasons why aluminum or composite drive shafts can be longer because of their light weight. Drive shafts are often not available by make, model, and year of the vehicle. There are too many variations at the factory, such as transmission type, differential, or U-joint type. To get a replacement drive shaft, it is usually necessary to know the series of U-joints, type or style of U-joint, and the center-to-center distance between the U-joints. Refer to figure 128-2. On a rear-wheel drive vehicle, the drive shaft transmits engine torque from the transmission to the rear axle assembly and drive wheels. On a front-wheel drive vehicle, drive shafts, also called axle shafts, transmit torque from the transaxle to each of the front drive wheels. Refer to figure 128-3. Typical drive shaft, also called a propeller shaft. The drive shaft transfers engine power from the transmission to the differential. U-joint design and operation. Universal joints, or U-joints, are used at both ends of a drive shaft. U-joints allow the wheels and the rear axle to move up and down, remain flexible, and still transfer torque to the drive wheels. A simple universal joint can be made from two Y-shaped yokes connected by a cross member called a cross or spider. The forearms of the cross are called trunnions. See figure 128-7 for a line drawing of a simple U-joint with all part names identified. A similar design is the common U-joint used with a socket wrench set. Most U-joints are called cross-yoke joints or cardan joints. Cardan is named for a 16th century Italian mathematician who worked with objects that moved freely in any direction. Torque from the engine is transferred through the U-joint. The engine drives the U-joint at a constant speed, but the output speed of the U-joint changes because of the angle of the joint. The speed changes twice per revolution. The greater the angle, the greater the change in speed, velocity. See figure 128-8. If only one U-joint were used in a driveline, this change in speed of the driven side, or output end, would generate vibrations in the driveline. To help reduce vibration, another U-joint is used at the other end of the drive shaft. If the angles of both joints are nearly equal, the acceleration and deceleration of one joint is offset by the alternate deceleration and acceleration of the second joint. It is very important that both U-joints operate at about the same angle to prevent excessive driveline vibration. See Figure 128-9. Refer to Figure 128-4. This driveshaft was found to be dented during a visual inspection and has to be replaced. Acceptable working angles universal. Joints used in a typical driveshaft should have a working angle of half to 3 degrees. See Figure 128-10. The working angle is the angle between the driving end and the driven end of the joint. If the driveshaft is perfectly straight, 0 degree working angle, then the needle bearings inside the bearing cap are not revolving because there is no force, no difference in angles, to cause the rotation of the needle bearings. If the needle bearings do not rotate, they can exert a constant pressure in one place and damage the bearing journal. If a two-piece driveshaft is used, one U-joint, usually the front, runs at a small working angle of about half of a degree, just enough to keep the needle bearings rotating. The other two U-joints, from the center support bearing and rear U-joint at the differential, operate at typical working angles of a single-piece driveshaft. If the U-joint working angles differ by more than a half of a degree between the front and the rear joint, a vibration is usually produced that is torque-sensitive. As the vehicle is first accelerated from a stop, engine torque can create unequal driveshaft angles by causing the differential to rotate on its suspension support arms. This vibration is most noticeable when the vehicle is heavily loaded and being accelerated at lower speeds. The vibration usually diminishes at higher speeds due to decrease in the torque being transmitted. If the driveshaft angles are excessive, over 3 degrees, a vibration is usually produced that increases as the speed of the vehicle, and driveshaft, increases. Refer to Figure 128-5. A center support bearing is used on many vehicles with long two-part driveshafts. Refer to Figure 128-6. Some driveshafts use rubber between an inner and outer housing to absorb vibrations and shocks to the driveline. Double card end joints. Regular U-joints are usually designed to work up to 12 degrees of angularity. If two card end style U-joints are joined together, the angle at which this double card end joint can function is about 18 to 20 degrees. See Figure 128-11. Double card end U-joints were first used on large rear-wheel drive vehicles to help reduce driveline-induced vibrations, especially when the rear of the vehicle was fully loaded and driveshaft angles were at their greatest. As long as a U-joint, either single or double card end, operates in a straight line, the driven shaft will rotate at the same constant speed, velocity, as the driving shaft. As the angle increases, the driven shaft speed or velocity varies during each revolution. This produces pulsations and a noticeable vibration or surge. Note, many four-wheel drive light trucks use standard card end style U-joints in the front drive axles. If the front wheels are turned sharply and then accelerated, the entire truck often shakes due to the pulsations created by the speed variations through the U-joints. This vibration is normal and cannot be corrected. It is characteristic of this type of design and is usually not noticeable in normal driving. Refer to Figure 128-7. A simple universal joint, or U-joint. Refer to Figure 128-8. How the speed difference on the output of a typical U-joint varies with the speed and the angle of the U-joint. At the bottom of the chart, the input speed is a constant 1000 RPM, while the output speed varies from 900 to 1100 RPM when the angle difference in the joint is only 10 degrees. At the top of the chart, the input speed is a constant 1000 RPM. Yet the output speed varies from 700 to 1200 RPM. When the angle difference in the joint is changed to 30 degrees. Refer to Figure 128-9. The joint angle is the difference between the angles of the joint. Refer to Figure 128-10. The angle of this rear card end U-joint is noticeable. Refer to Figure 128-11. A double card end U-joint. Constant velocity joints. Purpose and function. Constant velocity joints, commonly called CV joints, are designed to rotate without changing speed. SHEPA joints. The first constant velocity joint was designed by Alfred H. SHEPA in the mid-1920s. The SHEPA joint transfers torque through six round balls that are held in position midway between the two shafts. This design causes the angle between the shafts to be equally split regardless of the angle. See Figure 128-12. Because the angle is always split equally, torque is transferred equally without the change in speed, or velocity, that occurs in cardan-style U-joints. This style of joint results in a constant velocity between driving and driven shafts. It can also function at angles greater than simple U-joints can, up to 40 degrees. Note: CV joints are also called low-bra joints, the brand name of an original equipment manufacturer. While commonly used today in all front-wheel drive vehicles and many four-wheel drive vehicles, its first use was on the front-wheel drive 1929 Cord. Built in Auburn, Indiana, the Cord was the first front-wheel drive car to use a CV-type drive axle joint. Frequently asked question: what is a 1350 series U-joint? Most universal joints are available in sizes to best match the torque that they transmit. The larger the U-joint, the higher the amount of torque. Most U-joints are sized and rated by series numbers. See the accompanying chart for series numbers and sizes. Refer to chart on page 1609. Outer CV joints. The Shepa type CV joint is most commonly used as an outer joint on most front-wheel drive vehicles. See figure 128-13. The outer joint must do the following. Number 1. Allow up to 40 degrees or more of movement to allow the front wheels to turn. Number 2. Allow the front wheels to move up and down through normal suspension travel in order to provide a smooth ride over rough surfaces. Number 3. Be able to transmit engine torque to drive the front wheels. Outer CV joints are called fixed joints. The outer joints are also attached to the front wheels. They are more likely to suffer from road hazards that often can cut through the protective outer flexible boot. See figure 128-14. Once this boot has been split open, the special high-quality grease is thrown out and contaminants such as dirt and water can enter. Some joints cannot be replaced individually if worn. See figure 128-15. Note: research has shown that in as few as 8 hours of driving time, a CV joint can be destroyed by dirt, moisture, and a lack of lubrication if the boot is torn. The technician should warn the owner as to the possible cost involved in replacing the CV joint itself whenever a torn CV boot is found. Refer to figure 128-12. A constant velocity joint can operate at high angles without a change in velocity, or speed, because the joint design results in equal angles between input and output. Refer to figure 128-13. A Shepa fixed joint. This type of CV joint is commonly used at the wheel side of the drive axle shaft. This joint can operate at high angles to compensate for suspension travel and steering angle changes. Inner CV joints. Inner CV joints attach the output of the transaxle to the drive axle shaft. Inner CV joints are therefore inboard, or toward the center of the vehicle. See figure 128-16. Inner CV joints have to be able to perform two very important movements. Number 1. Allow the drive axle shaft to move up and down as the wheels travel over bumps. And Number 2. Allow the drive axle shaft to change length as required during vehicle suspension travel movements, lengthening and shortening as the vehicle moves up and down, same as the slip yoke on a conventional RWD driveshaft. CV joints are also called plunge joints. Refer to figure 128-14. The protective CV joint boot has been torn away on this vehicle and all of the grease has been thrown outward onto the brake and suspension parts. The driver of this vehicle noticed a clicking noise, especially when turning. Refer to figure 128-15. A tripod fixed joint. This type of joint is found on some Japanese vehicles. If the joint wears out, it is to be replaced with an entire drive axle shaft assembly. Refer to figure 128-16. The fixed outer joint is required to move in all directions because the wheels must turn for steering as well as move up and down during suspension movement. The inner joint has to be able to not only move up and down but also plunge in and out as the suspension moves up and down. Drive axle shafts. Unequal length drive axle shafts, also called half shafts, result in unequal drive axle shaft angles to the front drive wheels. See figure 128-17. This unequal angle often results in a pull on the steering wheel during acceleration. This pulling to one side during acceleration due to unequal engine torque being applied to the front drive wheels is called torque steer. To help reduce the effect of torque steer, some vehicles are manufactured with an intermediate shaft that results in equal drive axle shaft angles. Both designs use fixed outer CV joints with plunge type inner joints. Typical types of inner CV joints that are designed to move axially, or plunge, include the following. Number 1. Tripod. See figure 128-19. Number 2. cross groove, see figure 128-20, and number 3, double offset, see figure 128-21. CV joints are also used in rear-wheel drive vehicles and in many four-wheel drive vehicles. Frequently asked question: what is that weight for on the drive axle shaft? Some drive axle shafts are equipped with what looks like a balance weight. See figure 128-18. It is actually a dampener weight used to dampen out certain drive line vibrations. The weight is not used on all vehicles and may or may not appear on the same vehicle depending on engine, transmission, and other options. The service technician should always try to replace a defective or worn drive axle shaft with the exact replacement. When replacing an entire drive axle shaft, the technician should always follow the manufacturer's instructions regarding either transferring or not transferring the weight to the new shaft. CV joint boot materials. The pliable boot surrounding the CV joint, or CV joint boot, must be able to remain flexible under all weather conditions and still be strong enough to avoid being punctured by road debris. There are four basic types of boot materials used over CV joints. Number 1. Natural rubber, black, uses a bridge-type stainless steel clamp to retain. Number 2. Silicon rubber, gray, is a high-temperature resistant material that is usually used only in places that need heat protection, such as the inner CV joint of a front-wheel drive vehicle. Number 3. Hard thermoplastic, black, is a hard plastic material requiring heavy-duty clamps and a lot of torque to tighten, about 100 pound-feet. And number 4. Urethane, usually blue, is a type of boot material usually found in an aftermarket part. See figure 128-22. Note: some aftermarket companies offer a split-style replacement CV joint boot. Being split means that the boot can be replaced without having to remove the drive axle shaft. Vehicle manufacturers usually do not recommend this type of replacement boot because the joint cannot be disassembled and properly cleaned with the drive axle still in the vehicle. The split boots must also be kept perfectly clean, a hard job to do with all the grease in the joint, in order to properly seal the seam on the split boot. It is important that boot seals be inspected regularly and replaced if damaged. The inboard, plunging joint can often pump water into the joint around the seals or through small holes in the boot material itself because the joint moves in and out. Seal retainers are used to provide a leak-proof connection between the boot seal and the housing or axle shaft. Refer to figure 128-17. Unequal length drive shafts result in unequal drive axle shaft angles to the front drive wheels. This unequal angle side to side often results in a steering of the vehicle during acceleration called torque steer. By using an intermediate shaft, both drive axles are the same angle and the torque steer effect is reduced. Refer to figure 128-18. A typical drive axle shaft with dampener weight. Refer to figure 128-19. A tripod joint is also called a tripod, or tulip design. Refer to figure 128-20. A cross groove plunge joint is used on many German front-wheel drive vehicles and is both inner and outer joints on the rear vehicles that use an independent type rear suspension. Refer to figure 128-21. Double offset ball type plunge joint. Refer to figure 128-22. Many outer CV joints include the tone wheel for the wheel speed sensor used by the anti-lock and stability control systems. CV joint grease. CV joints require special greases. Grease is an oil with thickening agents. Greases are named for the thickening agents used. Most CV joint grease is molybdenum disulfide type grease, commonly referred to as moly grease. The exact composition of grease can vary depending on the CV joint manufacturer. The grease supplied with a replacement CV joint or boot kit should be the only grease used. The exact mix of chemicals, viscosity, thickness, wear, and corrosion-resistant properties varies from one CV joint application to another. Some technicians mistakenly think that the color of the grease determines in which CV joint it is used. The color, such as black, blue, red, or tan, is used to identify the grease during manufacturing and packaging, as well as to give the grease a consistent, even color, due to blending of various ingredients in the grease. The exact grease to use depends on many factors, including the following. Number 1. The type, or style, of CV joint. For example, outer, fixed, and inner, plunging, joints have different lubricating needs. Number 2. The location of the joint on the vehicle. For example, inner CV Joints are usually exposed to the greatest amount of heat. And number 3. The type of boot. The grease has to be compatible with the boot material. Tech tip. CV joint boots are in a hot place. While the outer CV boots move when the front wheels are steered, the inner boots are also subjected to possible damage because they are often near the exhaust system where the high temperatures can damage the boot material. Then, if there is an engine oil leak, the engine oil could harm the CV boot too. Try to fix all leaks to help prevent premature CV boot failure. See Figure 128-23. Refer to Figure 128-23. Many CV joints are close to the exhaust system where they are exposed to higher than normal temperatures. Review questions. Question 1. Explain why card and type U joints on a drive shaft must be within half of a degree working angles. Question 2. What makes a constant velocity joint able to transmit engine torque through an angle at a constant velocity? Question 3. What type of grease must be used in CV joints? Question 4. Why is necessary to replace a dented drive shaft? Question 5. What is the purpose of the weight found on some drive axle shafts? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. Two technicians are discussing a dented drive shaft. Technician A says that it should be repaired. Technician B says that it should be replaced. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 2. All drive shafts are balanced to within A. 1 ounce. B. 10 ounce. Circa 15 ounce. D. 0.5% of the drive shaft weight. Question 3. Drive axle shafts are also called A. Double cardan shafts. B. Half shafts. C. Drive shafts. D. Propeller shafts. Question 4. The name most often used to describe the universal joints on a conventional rear-wheel drive vehicle drive shaft is A. Trunnion. B. Cardan. C. CV. D. Spider. Question 5. Are rear-wheel drive vehicle shutters or vibrates when first accelerating from a stop? The vibration is less noticeable at higher speeds. The most likely cause is A. Driveshaft unbalance. B. Excessive U-joint working angles. C. Unequal U-joint working angles. D. Bridling of the U-joint. Question 6. The maximum difference between the front and rear working angle of a driveshaft is A. 1/4 of a degree. B. 0.5 degree. Circa 1 degree. D. 3 degrees. Question 7. Which series U joint has the greatest torque capacity? A. 1260. B. 1310. Circa 1350. D. 1480. Question 8. Two technicians are discussing torque steer on a front-wheel drive vehicle. Technician A says that equal-length drive axle shafts help reduce torque steer. Technician B says that equal drive axle shaft angles help reduce torque steer. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 9. The outer CV joints used on front-wheel drive vehicles are A. Fixed type. B. Plunge type. C. Double cardan. D. Either B or C depending on the vehicle. Question 10. The proper grease to use with a CV joint is A. Black chassis grease. B. Dark blue EP grease. C. Red moly grease. D. The grease that is supplied with the boot kit. End of chapter 128.